At the neighbor's place in Wausau, children write down the top three presents they'd like for Christmas. But most of the time, executive director Tom Raw says it's not video games or CDs that the kids want.
You know, it would be nice if we were at a point where they're asking for CDs and things, but normally you have things like snow pants, coat, boots, those kinds of things. And we've had really wonderful sponsors over the years. When they see a request like that, most of them will stick a toy in there, too. I mean, it is Christmas.
Last year, the neighbor's place gave gifts to more than 1,000 kids in Marathon County. Ross says he expects more families to reach out this year. In Madison, the Porch Light homeless shelters are at capacity, and it's going to be a busy holiday season. Development Director Beatrice Hadidian says they'll be providing gifts to the people living in the shelter and in the organization's affordable housing.
Some people will request jewelry or maybe some perfume, but 9 times out of 10, it's those essentials like new dishware, a gift card to a grocery store, maybe to a bookstore. We've had people actually request bus tickets before.
The Salvation Army in Milwaukee already has 700 more requests for gift assistance than it did this time last year. Officials say demand will be up around the state, and they'll try to get a gift under every Christmas tree. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.